A fancy farm picnic preview from a UK journalism Hall of Famer today on UK Perspectives. I'm Alan Lytle, in for Tom Goodell. For more than a century, the first Saturday in August marks the unofficial start of the political campaign season in the Commonwealth, with the Fancy Farm Picnic at St. Jerome's Parish in Graves County in far western Kentucky. Joining me for a preview of this year's event is a member of the Kentucky Journalism Hall of Fame here at the University of Kentucky, our own political blogger, Ken Kurtz. Ken, welcome to UK Perspectives.
Thank you.
All right, we are expecting to hear from the gubernatorial candidates, Matt Bevin and Jack Conway. What do you expect to hear as far as their speeches are concerned?
Well, I'm a little bit unhappy because normally as a citizen, I would want my candidates for governor to tell me what they stand for, what their program is, why I should vote for them. But because negative campaigns have sort of taken over the American political scene for the last couple of years, I figure Jack Conway has got to explain why he is not Barack Obama's guy. And Matt Bevin has got to tell us why Mitch was not right, and he is not an East Coast con man, all of which is not really what I want to hear. We've got problems. We've got Medicare, which has an interesting and troubled future. Medicaid, even more interesting and possibly troubled. We got pension problems in Frankfurt, and every time we say, well, we ought to endow this program, what we hear is, oh, the pension is going to eat up all the money. So what are Conway and Bevin going to talk about? What do they stand for? What are they going to do as governors on those issues? And I don't think we're going to hear it. I think we're going to hear why they're not Obama's guy and why I'm not an East Coast con man. It's not jobs in my current perspective, but the future of Kentucky and those issues we ought to be hearing about. I don't think we're going to. Be nice if we could hear from that independent candidate for governor, whoever the founder of FARC is, if he gets a chance to speak. But I got a hunch we're not.
No, and the way this sets up, of course, you get the most hyper-partisan people that gather at this picnic. And, of course, their idea is to heckle and shout down the opposing view.
Which doesn't let their candidate tell us why he should be elected, because then the other partisans will do the same. And it's self-defeating in one of the most beautiful definitions of that phrase. It's, if there was less raucous shouting down there, it'd be a much better political institution.
All right. Well, there's also another compelling statewide race for attorney general. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, that's going to be an interesting one because the Republicans see a chance to nip a potential future gubernatorial candidate in the bud, Governor Steve Beshear's son, Andy, who is running for attorney general. And the Republicans would like, as I say, to kill him off this year so he'd have a negative on his record if he does run for governor in the future. Their candidate, a small-town prosecutor and state senator, is Whitney Westerfield, who needs to make himself known because outside of the press corps in Frankfurt, he probably isn't that well known outside his district. But that's an interesting down ticket race we ought to be watching. And the other thing that bothers me is, why do we always think it's the attorney general candidates that are qualified to be governor? Why not treasurer handling all that money? Or perish the thought, agriculture commissioner.
Perish the thought, indeed, and interesting food for thought, as it were. Our guest today on UK Perspectives has been Kentucky Journalism Hall of Famer Ken Kurtz. A podcast of our conversation is available at WUKY.org. For WUKY, I'm Alan Lytle.